Hey everyone, welcome back to Set Free Finding Your Truth. I'm Kathy, your host. Thank you so much for being here today. Today I want to dig into when you're in a funk, or you've hit rock bottom, or something just feels off, right? Like, we all have days like that. Sometimes they turn into weeks and months, sometimes years. But today I want to talk about like three crucial steps to take when you're in a funk to help you not just like surface level problem solve it, but to like dig deeper to figure out the root so you can not repeat the pattern, so you can literally like overcome that thing that is your sticking point. So this is for people who want to do a deeper dive. If you just want to surface level things, probably just shut this episode off because this is not going to pertain to you at all. These are things that are going to take some time. They're going to take some reflection. They're going to take some getting in touch with the feelings. So if that's not you, totally cool. But if it is you and you want to kind of heal, you kind of want to get to the root of the problem so you stop repeating, you know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result, then this episode is for you. And this is just a real quick touch. I could definitely talk probably for 20 or 30 minutes about these steps in depth, but that's something I do in my mastermind with the ladies that I mentor and coach on a one-on-one basis. So that is not for here. So take a pen and paper out, because this podcast is all about taking notes. It's about reflecting. It's about really soaking in the information and then really like taking that information further and becoming 1% better every single day. So without further ado, number one, journal. I know, right? Like, get out a pen and paper. You don't have to have anything fancy. You can pick out a notebook. I always take my kids' notebooks from past school years that they haven't finished. So there might be some geometry in there. There might be some science in there. But hey, I'm using it for a journal. All you need is a pen and paper to be able to free flow and write about what it is that you feel stuck about. Get your emotions on paper. When it's on paper, it becomes real. And when it becomes real, sometimes we don't like how that feels. It's a very uncomfortable feeling to get in touch with your feelings, right? And to be like, oh, I put this on paper. This sounds really stupid now that I put it on paper, right? And sometimes you will have that. It happens. But it's also a great reality check for yourself to become more self-aware, to be like, oh, I'm letting this little thing bother me. Why am I letting this bother me, right? And then you can ask those drill down why questions to get to the root of it. It does give you a chance to reframe and reflect on why you're feeling the way you're feeling, what's going on in your life, because you may realize and recognize some things that maybe you hadn't recognized before. And it really helps you put everything into perspective in the whole entire picture, rather than just honing in on the one thing that you think is creating the funk. Because usually it's not, it might not just be one thing. It could be a plethora of things. And that leads to number two. When we kind of go down the rabbit hole of being in a funk, we get in our own head and we become our own worst enemy. Now, I know you know what I'm talking about. A lot of us will not admit that, but I will be the first to say, yep, that happens to me. I get something in my head and then I go down this rabbit hole of all these what if scenarios and my perspective, and I'm only seeing things with my eyes, and it creates a very skewed portrait of what is really happening, right? And sometimes I need to bounce off maybe a thought that I have, a perspective that I have against scripture, because right, scripture is truth. So if you can bounce it off of that and it matches, then you're good to go. If it doesn't match, and a lot of times mine don't match, then I've got to rethink the situation, right? So bounce it off of scripture. And number three, this one's really, really important. I have found over the last 5 years, reach out and connect with people in real time, right? Like, not after, oh, I was in such a funk 2 weeks ago. You cannot do anything about that. Nobody can help you 2 weeks out, right? And I know a lot of times we are afraid to reach out. We're embarrassed. We're afraid of judgment. And let me tell you right now, first and foremost, if you don't have people in your corner that you can reach out to like this, you need to find some, because they are your ride or dies. Without any sort of judgment, without any criticism, without any like, oh my gosh, why did you do that type of thing? Or why do you think that? Somebody that is going to be honest with you, but yet really genuinely cares about you and wants what's best for you and is going to take the time to talk to you. You only need 10 minutes. 10 minutes to reach out in real time. A quick text to be like, hey, are you free? Do you got a couple minutes? I just want to run something by you. Had a really bad day. I know it sounds so simplistic, yet as adults, we don't do that because we have this notion that we think we can do everything on our own. Let me just tell you, you can't. You need God and you need genuine, like-minded people. You need those things. So there you have it, you guys. Three crucial steps to take when you're in a funk. Number one, journal. Number two, bounce it off scripture. And number three, reach out in real time. All right, there you have it. Have a great day.